The Union of Concerned Scientists has sharply criticized the Trump administration for ignoring scientific findings when developing its environmental policies. Environmental Protection Agency has recently moved to ease regulations on major projects, including infrastructure. Jenna Reed is researcher with the Center for Science and Democracy at the Union. Obviously, one of the key issues these days is climate change. How do you see this differing, obviously, from the Obama administration? But there was reluctance during the Bush administration to deal with the issue of climate change.
This is something that we have seen in previous administrations, and the complete lack of action by this administration, and also just the failure to recognize and acknowledge the body of evidence that shows that human element of climate change, and that we are causing it through our emissions, and that we need to take urgent action to reduce those emissions. You know, the Trump administration's decision to pull out of the Paris Agreement was really, I think, showed just how little they care for the health of future generations who are going to be bearing the brunt of the consequences of climate change.
There's a new rule that they want to do, which is to shrink the amount of time in terms of environmental impact of major projects like infrastructure, as well as eliminate the idea of secondary impacts of these projects. Mm-hmm. What about that? Right. I mean, it's a fairly hot issue these days.
Yeah, you know, it's a really problematic change in the way that we look at environmental impacts of federal projects. You know, the way in which development impacts the environment and the way that climate change could have an impact on those developments need to be considered by the government. You know, this is absolutely something that we need to make sure is a inclusive process that includes opportunities for communities in those areas to weigh in. And this administration has time and time again kind of taken those opportunities out of processes that should really be informed by science and evidence, but also by community input.
It's known to take perhaps as long as 7 years to get some projects done. What do you say to people in the industry who say that's just too long?
You know, I think there are ways to, think about potentially shortening the time scale of the approval process of projects when they aren't causing serious environmental impacts. We need to have the opportunity in the process baked in to really examine the full suite of environmental and public health risks, and what a changing climate will mean for these development projects. And they shouldn't be; those things should not be sacrificed in the name of shortening a timescale for developers.
So, what kind of impact do you think all of this is having on scientific research? I mean, is it moving from, say, the government to outside private research?
Yeah, you know, there's still a lot of research that's being done at the federal level, but there's certainly, you know, what we're seeing under this administration is failure to really support and listen to its own federal scientists. There have been a real attrition of federal scientists, and we did a federal survey of federal scientists a couple years ago and found that there was the morale at some of the science agencies has really dropped under this administration just because of the lack of interest in the scientists and the science that's being done at the agencies. So we really need to make sure that there are pathways for new federal scientists to come into agencies so that we can have a real robust federal science process and be able to do that research. Because at the end of the day, you know, having private sector research is very important, but we really also need federal research to be conducted to look out for, the good of the public. And that's what we rely on the federal government for. So, I would argue that this administration really needs to take a look at what has happened to science in the past over the past few years. And like I said, we've documented over 120 different ways this administration has failed to use science or undermined the work of its own scientists. And that's just a real... it's not acceptable.
Jenna Reed, researcher with the Union of Concerned Scientists, on science and the Trump administration's policies. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.